Welcome to episode 335 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Good morning again. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
All the Papa Bears.
Pops. The Popses.
All the Daddy-O's.
Yep.
All the Padres. Not the baseball team.
No.
But the ones that are fathers on the Padres.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody say daddy? Are there any grown men out there saying daddy?
There's only some of the daddies are we wishing a happy Father's Day, not the other daddies.
I'm wishing all the daddies a happy Father's Day.
Even those daddies?
Yeah, all the daddies.
I know. I'm leaving those daddies out of it.
Yeah, every daddy. Look, Gerald had the happy Father's Day ready to go.
Yeah, that's the last thing you need. Yep, she calls me daddy too.
Is that what it said?
No, I've seen that somewhere though.
Oh.
And it's always weird to me.
People are into that.
Yeah, it's being called daddy. Yeah, it is a thing now.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's too much responsibility.
Yeah, because I have a different idea what a daddy is.
Right, apparently. You need lunch money. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, right. To me, it's like give you money.
Yeah.
And that's not what I want out of my chicks. So,
well, I don't know. This is taking a weird turn. We started out celebrating the Day of Fathers.
We still are, but we're just making certain clarifications. It's fine.
Now it's daddy talk with Dan and Ryan.
It's fine. No, it's not.
We're living in a post E3 2019 world.
We sure are.
Whatever that thing was that went down in LA happened.
Let me just say here, I'm just going to lead this off with, this was the most uneventful E3 I think I have ever been involved in since the inception of E3.
Wasn't good.
And I don't necessarily think, that it's because there were certain presences that weren't there. I don't think the fact that Sony wasn't there made E3 boring. I think E3, there's just not a lot happening going on that we don't get surprised like we used to. We can't in internet culture.
So E3 is obviously struggling with an identity crisis. And then we're at the end of life cycles for these consoles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tough place. And I will say hats off to Sony, because when they decided to pull out, I wasn't sure if it was a good idea or not. I'm pretty sure no one over at Sony is too concerned. Like, nothing happened that they're like, oh, shit.
Right. There was no oh shit moments.
Yeah, they bet on skipping the correct one. Now the real test is going to be if they decide to skip next year in lieu of doing everything at their own PSX.
Right.
Because if they do, then Microsoft probably is done with E3 also, and at that point it's probably just done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't have those two big at least one big console there, there's no reason for it. I mean, at that point you've taken the trade out of trade show.
And as much as I didn't enjoy E3 this year, there were some bright spots along the way.
Well, yeah, there always is.
We did a prediction show last week. We're still tabulating that. We're still calculating final scores. This is going to be much more just a recap. We'll just read through what happened, and then we'll just talk about what we cared about. We'll skip over the stuff we didn't care about.
Pretty much.
It's going to be a little bit of a different show this week, just because we want to talk about everything that was at E3, but I'll tell you, I had to, for the first time in a long time, force myself to watch some of these.
Well, I'll be honest. I tried watching just a couple. And basically, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll get the recaps when it's all done. Because as soon as whoever's conference or appearance is over, you can just go any number of places to get that recap. That's what I did.
Yeah.
The ones I cared about, I watched those videos or those reveal trailers or but there was absolutely no reason for me to watch the actual conferences.
I watched Bethesda Live and I watched Xbox Live. I had to go back and watch Nintendo's Direct. Who was the Ubisoft's. Mm. And then I just read the recap on Square Enix and EA, whatever.
Yeah, mine
their
was
EA
pretty much
play.
Full of recaps.
Yeah,
I didn't watch anything live.
And when I say I read the recaps, I watched the videos for all that bullshit too. I had to force myself this year because I wasn't excited about anything going in. Any surprises I was going to get that were really going to excite me were going to come from Xbox, and when that didn't happen, I was just like, it's fine. Everything was fine. I thought the production value and all of them were fine. I thought they went off well enough. They showed off some cool stuff. It just was like you said, there's no wow moments.
No, I mean, at this point, you know, when you go to the PSXs in the theater, those in the past were more exciting than all of E3.
Yeah, somehow we didn't text back and forth at all. Like, no. I sent you guys one message, like, you watch and you're both like, nope. Yep. And then I didn't even see anything worth, like, I was like, yeah, they can see it later.
Yeah, there was...
Like, there wasn't even a moment where I was like, I gotta tell them now.
Yeah, it was that kind of year, this year, unfortunately. And it could just be a convergence of perfect events leading to uneventful and boring, with the new consoles and so much that we already know about. But my concern is that this is the future of these type of things.
I don't know what the future looks like for ESA and the E3, and I'm sure next year they'll have a big fancy show, new consoles.
Yeah, probably.
But 5 years from there, I don't know what it even looks like anymore.
Yeah.
Next year is not the year they need to worry about. It's after that.
It's after that, yeah. Next year will take care of itself with the consoles. With one console, actually, because odds are real good that Sony's not even going to be there again.
Yeah, who knows? But I assume that Nintendo will have something new to show off next year, as well as obviously Xbox. So, I mean, Sony's kind of doing its own thing now, and I will say that as much as it worried me at first, it's kind of refreshing now.
Yeah, I think it was a smart move. I think the timing was actually perfect.
Yeah, the only thing missing is I do wish they would have tweeted out like, hey, excellent E3, everybody have fun. Or like something just where you're like, hey, were they being passive aggressive right there?
I know you said that. You said you wanted that last week.
Yeah, yeah. I wish they would have followed through with that. But other than that, I thought Sony handled everything pretty well.
But no, they stayed more or less completely and utterly silent.
And I want to. I do think Xbox carried E3. I just it didn't excite me.
Oh, so I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, I do want to be clear. It's not like I don't think Xbox didn't bring it or whatever that means. It's just that it just didn't excite me, you know? I thought it was fine.
It was serviceable. It did what it needed to do.
Yeah, it was fine. So we're just going to jump through. We're just going to jump into them. We're going to go in order, or the order that I thought that they went in. And we'll just kind of recap what was there. Then you and I can jump in, talk about anything we care about from that one. And we're going to start with EA. They did the EA Play.
They did.
Which is their live stream that takes place like at the same time where they play their stuff and talk about how great it is. And I had... Oh, got an issue.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, I had a list pulled up and my fat sausage fingers hit a button by accident.
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
Yep. So we started with the Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
They showed us more of that. Got another gameplay reveal, new story details, saw some of the Force powers in action, saw a little bit about how combat works, and the big reveal, I guess, of Fallen Order was that Saw Gerrera is in it from Rogue One. And
look, it's a straight-up third-person action-adventure game.
Yes, it is. And apparently apparently the developers paid a lot of attention to Bloodborne. So, I don't
know if that means. Keep hearing it's got some Souls elements.
Yep.
There's certainly some like Uncharted looking moments when he was climbing up the AT-AT.
Yep.
It does look weighty. It looks like your character is weighty. I don't mean that in a bad way. It doesn't seem. Respawn makes fast paced like in your face games with Titanfall and Apex Legends, and obviously they're heritage from Call of Duty, but it doesn't look like that.
No.
It looks slow and more...
calculated.
God of War, Uncharted, Batman style. It looked fine. It obviously, that is not a polished, finished game.
Right. Yeah, it was very obvious that it's not done yet. But
some issues with the way that looked. But it's early. They went into Apex Legend. They showed off some Season 2 stuff. I don't think either one of us care about that.
No, big thing out of that was a new character. Watson.
They said Watson. They've been playtesting Watson, I think, since like 6 months now. So
yeah,
it seems like that character is pretty fleshed out. They showed off some Battlefield 5 stuff, some FIFA 20 stuff. Poor Anthem got some screen time.
Anthem got some screen. Okay, this was so confusing to me. This EA, in my opinion, fucked up incredibly here. Because they come out, talk about Anthem, and what they have to say is, more or less what they said is, yeah, we know it sucks, we're working on it. Cataclysm's coming. That was about what they had to say about Anthem.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the right way to acknowledge that you screwed up, and it wasn't the way they did it. Bethesda and Todd Howard got that much, much more correct.
Yeah, they fine-tuned that a little better.
So yeah, Anthem's still fucked. They didn't fix that during the EA Live.
More Madden. Sims 4.
Madden 20 they showed off. Yeah. Sims 4 is pretty cool, getting an expansion. The Island Living expansion. That game just chugs along with like 37 expansions.
Yep, and just keeps moving along. Just keeps going.
Yeah, so that was basically EA's. I mean, I think everyone knew you were going to see Star Wars. I think you actually saw more Star Wars than I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was all fine. That game looks okay. I'm not into Star Wars, but that game looks like I would play it.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy Star Wars, but I'm going to have to wait and see. If for some whatever reason, this game looks cool, but it doesn't excite me. I don't know if that's a product of my age, or if that's a product of, you know, Star Wars overload here recently. I'm not sure.
Surely Disney hasn't overloaded something.
No, it doesn't even sound like them, right? I mean, when the Force Unleashed games came out, you were craving more Star Wars.
Right, and those games weren't even that good, and people were jazzed up about it.
But you were craving Star Wars at that point. We're not at that point where Fallen Order is like that. So, we'll see. It looks fine. It looks good. It looks perfectly serviceable, but I'm not excited.
I'm reading off a list that's supposed to be in order. I just let me throw out there, it's not in order, so I don't know. We're not going to go in order.
It's fine. It's not going to be in order. You're just going to have to work with us here.
Yeah, but the Xbox one's super not in order, so. That is where we're going next, to the Xbox 2019 E3 presentation. They showed off Scarlet, or not really.
Yeah, they basically announced an Xbox, said right now we're calling it Scarlet. It's coming out holiday 2020.
It's called Project Scarlet, which initials are PS, which is weird. Because it's sort of similar to PlayStation.
Uh-huh. Postscript.
The technical specs sound spot on to the Variety article that came out about PlayStation.
Uh-huh.
They're focusing on a special new hybrid SSD that's never been seen before. It sounds very familiar. They're using the same sort of chipset. They're focused on load times and making those disappear, much like Sony.
Yeah, a lot of the same things going on, which is pretty consistent with new. I mean, we see that a lot with new consoles. Yeah, they both have minor differences, but at the end of the day, pretty much everything under the hood is pretty similar.
Yeah, so I don't know if Sony knew what Microsoft was going to say, so they got out and said it first, or if Microsoft just reacted to, we only need to give out the info that Sony gave out.
Right.
Or if by some sheer chance they just happened to both say the same things, but they basically just said Project Scarlet's a thing we've been working on, and you'll see it holiday of next year.
Yep.
Halo Infinite trailer. It's launching with Scarlet.
Day and date.
It looked like Halo.
Sure does look like Halo.
It looked good, I guess, right?
It did look good. It is a reboot, essentially.
Yeah. So it's a reboot. We saw some Master Chief action.
As always.
It seemed like a Halo-esque Halo, you know?
Yes.
Seemed like Halo to me. You're in space. You're on some sort of ship. It scoops you out of the space, and it looked like shit was about to go down.
It's Halo. Yeah, I mean, it definitely gave off the Halo vibe.
We saw the much leaky rumored collaboration between From Software and George R.R. Martin, Elden Ring.
Yeah, which is very, very, again, looks very Souls-ish.
It looked Lord of the Ringsy too.
A little bit.
It's called Elden Ring. There was like some dude like forging a ring.
Yes.
That's all we know about that. They also showed off their xCloud and talked about it launching in October. xCloud sounds cool. It also sounds like eventually a solution to Stadia.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to basically remote play, it sounds like. You'll be able to set your Xbox as a xCloud server that you can connect to and play anywhere. And eventually you'll be able to connect to the proper xCloud server and at like a data center, much like you can Stadia. So that was a thing.
Uh-huh.
They opened the show with Outer Worlds, which is the new game from Obsidian. It looked super Fallout to me.
And it got a trailer and a release date of October 25th.
Now, this game was under development whenever Microsoft bought Obsidian, so this is coming out on multi-platform.
Yes.
Presumably the last game they'll make that will come out on PS4 also for now. Who knows? But it certainly looked like a Fallout Obsidian-type game. It looked okay. There's a game called Outer Wilds that's out now. This is called The Outer Worlds. I don't like how close those are. but people were jazzed up about it. I thought it looked okay.
This doesn't excite me. This kind of feels to me like a cross between Fallout and Borderlands.
Yeah, it had a Borderlands vibe. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure. I know I'm not. I'm not sure that anyone else was looking for that mesh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it gave me the art style, especially gives me that Borderlands-y vibe.
And I feel like a lot of the humor and stuff in it is going to be very similar. So, I mean, I guess we'll see. It could be phenomenal. I don't know, but I just feel like that little crossbreed there of those two games isn't something I was yearning for.
I agree. Then they showed off their Elite Version 2 controller.
Which I'm not going to lie, looks good.
It's the highlight of the show for me.
This is one of the best parts of the entire E3 presentation.
This controller looked like you've had engineers working day in and day out for the last 2 years on designing the perfect controller.
Yeah, and it looks pretty, and it seems to function incredibly well.
So I was listening to a segment, and I don't remember where it was, maybe Giant Bomb. They had one of the lead architects on, I guess, for the controller, and he said that it's really simple. They released the first Elite controller based off of what they thought people wanted. And then they put it in people's hands, and then they did a ton of surveys and getting in front of those people and just asking people who are using it what it's missing. And they took that along with their ideas, and that's what version 2 is. Mm-hmm. You know, people still love the way the 360 controller felt.
Yes.
So they said now on the top firmness, because you can adjust the firmness of the sticks, it is the same exact tension as a 360 controller, and you also have the same knobs that are the same concave that you can put on.
Yeah.
So you can make that thing feel like a 360 controller. You can make it feel like an Xbox One controller or anywhere in between. They have presets, so you can save kind of your profiles for games on there.
It looks good, man.
He talked about adding that little bit of grip to the bottom because some gamers are like, hey, my hands sweat real bad.
Yep.
And just a little bit of texture is enough. That controller just is super badass.
Yes, it is.
And I don't think they said there, but they did say after, it is compatible with Scarlet as well as the original Elite controller and your current Xbox One controllers.
Yes, they did note. that backwards compatibility will be a thing for the Elite controllers.
That thing looks so good. It's a good look. Hats off to Microsoft for just fucking going at the controller.
Yeah. I mean,
I hope Sony finally does a pro controller.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think if Sony did one, I got to be careful. Probably not. I probably should.
I'll buy one.
I might. I don't know, but.
Look how good that thing looks in its cradle.
I know that. I love the fact that it has a case.
So he said they did the case, and then they were thinking, like, we probably don't need to do a case again. And then they realized everybody uses the case because it's so expensive.
Right.
Everybody right. packs it away when they're done playing it and cleans it off. He's like, people care about this thing.
Yeah.
It's a good-looking controller.
It's true.
Then we'll jump over to Cyberpunk 2077. They showed off quite a bit more of that, and they had a surprise for everybody.
Keanu Reeves having a moment, folks.
John Wick himself showed up. Neo. There's something...
Johnny Silverhands, let's say.
There's something so right now about Keanu.
Uh-huh.
And he was so himself on stage. Like, he went off script. He was funny. He was awkward. He's all the things, like, that you think he is.
That you think Keanu Reeves would be, yeah.
And people, like, genuinely loved him.
Yeah.
He wasn't just there to show off the game. He's actually in the game.
Playing, like I said, Johnny Silverhands.
And, yeah, he was awesome. I thought he was, behind the controller, I thought he was probably the second most unexpected moment for me. And I actually, like, laughed a couple times. You know, someone screamed, like, I love you, and he's like, I love you, too.
No, you're breathtaking.
Yeah, you're breathtaking. He's like, you're breathtaking or whatever.
He said, no. He said, you're breathtaking.
Yeah.
You're breathtaking. You're all breathtaking.
Yeah.
Only just, said it in his Keanu voice.
You're breathtaking.
Yeah. Not like that, but you tried.
That was spot on.
It wasn't.
It was like he was in the room with us. Cyberpunk looked good. I don't super care about that game. I think it looks great. I think people will love that game. I love CD Projekt Red.
Mm-hmm. Of all the games that appeared at E3, this is the one that I'm most excited about. I wouldn't say that I'm over the top excited. Can't wait going out and pre-order in the collector's edition, but I will definitely be paying attention to this game, and I have a real good feeling that I will definitely be buying this when it comes out and playing it. But Cyberpunk's more my wheelhouse than it is yours.
Yeah, it did get a date of April 16th, 2020, so that'll be out next year. As we go through this and talk about some dates and stuff, you'll see that March, April, May of next year is super crowded. And the back half of this year is pretty open.
And part of that is because that's kind of a trend we've seen. But part of that is also because things are going to have to be made. Changes are going to have to be made before the release of the new consoles in holiday of next year, which Sony hasn't technically announced, but that's probably what's happening. So you are going to see that drought for about 6 months or so. You'll see some garbage games come in at that point.
Ooh, coming in hot with the garbage games.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know, I hear you.
Everything they got left over that they got that they want to get out and make a little bit of money on before the new console comes out.
Those trash can games. Then we got a look at Gears 5. First off, I don't care about Gears, but I do want to say hats off to them for finally calling it Gears 5 instead of Gears of War.
Uh-huh.
Because zero people refer to it as Gears of War. It's always Gears 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever.
Yep.
It is Gears 5 now, officially. It looks okay. They showed off a release date of September 10th. And they really focused on the
escape mode.
They had a hive built underneath the stage in the orchestra pit. They had wrestlers down there playing. And it looked like Gears of War to me.
Yeah, it does look like Gears. I mean, it's Gears. What more is there to say?
They showed off some weird Terminator crossover at the end of that trailer.
Yep.
Apparently that's going to be a thing. For anybody who plays it early. So yeah, it's just Gears 5. It looked like Gears. I'm glad they're calling it that, and I probably will never play it, but it's interesting. You know, these games are all coming to Game Pass, so it's interesting to see how that goes.
Exactly. Is Cyberpunk coming to Game Pass?
Nope.
It's no, just the
first party stuff and some
first party stuff.
Then we got to look at the Borderlands 2 DLC that's going to tie into Borderlands 3, which we had already heard about. Mm-hmm. Look like Borderlands. Another surprising moment is Forza always has a fucking car on the stage. Every year they got a car out there. Some dude talks about cars. Everybody's like, what's going on? But this year the car was on stage and I'm like, here we go. And then I realized it was made of Legos.
Mm-hmm.
And then they showed off the Forza Horizon 4 Lego
DLC.
And it looked awesome. It's the Speed Champions tie-in. The cool thing is that all the tracks they build are built out of Legos, but you can drive regular cars on them. All the cars that are Lego are also drivable on all the regular tracks. So it's super neat that they have tied it totally in. The sound sounded right. The look looked right. I mean, they went as far as to say, like, when they modeled the bricks, they're not completely smooth, but every time you see a Lego model, they're smooth. They even put that kind of wavy look into them. They said even the transparency blocks, if you zoom in close enough, you can actually see serial numbers on them. Like, they went all out to the level of detail they usually showcase in Forza, but they did it with Legos. And this made me want to play Horizon 4, so I'm kind of into this.
All right, well.
Phantasy Star Online 2 is coming west. I don't care about this.
It will be free to play
spring 2020. I don't think you have anything to do with that either.
Nope.
Ninja Theory, they needed to follow up their 2 years ago, their hit, Hellblade.
Hellblade.
The follow up to Hellblade. And it's called Bleeding Edge. And it doesn't look like anything they've ever done before.
No, it does not.
It's a four-person melee combat game.
Yeah. Not excited about it.
Ah, me either. It's got a very Overwatch vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
But very melee-based. I mean, you can tell they're going deep for that, like, Overwatch-style lore when it comes to the characters. I didn't care about this at all, and I thought it was... This is going to sound shitty, but it's not what I want that studio to make. And I know that's a shitty thing to say.
I've said it about BioWare. Anthem was not what I wanted BioWare to make.
Mm-hmm. They showed off Minecraft Dungeons, which was actually, I thought, a delight. It's a dungeon crawler set in the Minecraft world, and it looked pretty cool. It looked fun. It doesn't look like you need to be into Minecraft to enjoy it with some friends. It also looked like if you're into Minecraft, you'll like it even more, but it looked neat to me. Then we got into new studio acquisition. They purchased Double Fine.
Tim Schafer seemed oddly excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably oddly excited about that paycheck he got.
Well, it could be.
Double Fine's one of those weird studios. It's highly respected, but then when you think back at the great games they make, I don't think there's a ton of them. At least for me. They've remastered a lot of stuff that obviously has a lot of nostalgia.
Uh-huh.
The last Double Fine game that I played and loved was probably Costume Quest, the first one.
Was that before or after Brutal Legend?
That was after Brutal Legend. And then that game Stacking, which was that weird like Russian...
Yeah, Russian like that one.
Doll thing was okay. I have the Rhombus of Ruin, which is the Psychonauts VR game. I haven't played it yet. While he was out there, besides making jokes and chumming up with the Xbox, they did show off Psychonauts 2, which looked like Psychonauts. I don't have any kind of nostalgia for that game. I'm not emotionally attached to Psychonauts.
Me either, but Psychonauts was a fun game. It was a good game.
They showed off more Star Wars. Fallen Order, and then they also showed off Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition, which looked okay. It's not a complete list here because the Flight Sim is not listed on this list that I have.
Well, they showed Battletoads too.
Yeah, they did show Battletoads,
which is finally coming. the long-awaited return, so to speak.
Oh, I skipped Battletoads. It's on this list.
It is. You did
skip. It looked like Battletoads. Flight Simulator, not on this list, and I'm jazzed up for Flight Simulator on the console.
I know you are, but...
And I know that goes against what all these, the people who are into the Flight Sim games. Well, you gotta play on a PC with a fucking rig, you know? But I'm into it. I can't wait to get in there, just zone out and fly around. And if they make that and make a good flight stick and everything, I'll go all in.
I know you will.
I'll buy the cockpit. You know what I'm saying?
With that Steel Battalion controller? Did you get that? You got that?
Yeah, I do have the Steel Battalion controller. But I'll get the full flight sim, the cockpit. I'll set up a station, a rig. I'll charge people $5 to come in and play it. I'll go all in. I want switches and knobs. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you want. I know you want switches and knobs. It's not for me. I have enough trouble with four face buttons and two triggers. So
it looked good, though.
Yeah, I've never been a flight sim guy, though. I mean, as far back as Top Gun, I've never been a fan of flying.
If Top Gun can't get you excited about flying, nothing will.
In games, anyway.
Look at that cockpit.
I see the cockpit.
That's the kind of setup that people have, and then when you're like, I'm going to play on a console, like, what's up, bro? This is how you flight sim. I want to really be able to fly a plane when I finish.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's jump over to Bethesda.
Get rid of them.
Are you familiar?
Have I heard of them?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so, yes.
Todd Howard came out on stage and apologized and made jokes about Fallout 76 sucking.
Uh-huh.
They also showed off the Nuclear Winter, which is a Battle Royale mode that they have, the Wastelanders update, and they announced a free trial for Fallout 76. And I think our very own producer Gerald's been playing.
Oh, has he?
Mm-hmm. It runs June 10th through the 17th, so that's pretty much over at this point. But yeah, Gerald, thumbs up, thumbs down. Where are you at on Fallout 76?
Thumbs up, thumbs down. Where are you at on 76? I'm curious.
He's been playing. I saw him on there. Thumbs up. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Took a turn.
It auto populated to up.
Not a fan.
No, he's like this guy. Not a fan. Well, I thought they did the apology much better than
Anthem EA did.
In a much better way. Let's see. They showed off some Elder Scrolls Online stuff. That game's still chugging along, I guess.
Yeah, it is. I still haven't tried it. I always think about trying it, but
yeah,
then I don't.
They showed off Elder Scrolls Legends, which is the card-based game coming out June 27th. And then they also talked about the next DLC for Elder Scrolls Online, which is Dragonhold. It'll be coming sometime fall of this year. So there's that. Commander Keen. ZeniMax Studios is also working on a new project focused on reviving a classic Commander Keen IP as a free-to-play mobile game. I don't know that either one of us care about that.
Sure don't.
And Tango. I said Tango was going to show up with another scary game that wasn't The Evil Within.
You were half right.
I was half right. They showed up with Ghostwire Tokyo, which is not an Evil Within.
I wouldn't call it a horror game. I'd call it more of a supernatural action adventure.
It seems unsettling, but they didn't show us anything about it, really. Shinji Mikami, creator of Resident Evil series and The Evil Within horror games. It was a weird trailer of people disappearing out of their clothes. People's clothes just falling down.
It did happen.
They didn't show anything about that game, but it looks interesting.
Well, they didn't show anything about Deathloop either. Arkane Studios' new game. You might know them as developers of Dishonored and Prey. Basically, you start as two characters who hate each other and have to use your particular set of skills that we don't know what they are and fight enemies in a strange land. That's
Seems like it's got a real Groundhog Day vibe to it.
Yeah, a little bit.
That seemed popular. There's several games that showcase where you're in these weird loops.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was there. Wolfenstein Youngblood, which is right around the corner. That's July 26th. It looked good. You play as the daughters of B.J. Blazkowicz.
Yeah, in the 1980s.
It's very co-op.
This one looks good to me, too.
You do a lot of, you can do hand gestures that benefit both of you, and it's a whole thing. It's obviously designed to play with someone else. Mm-hmm. It looked like more Wolfenstein, for sure, and I think the co-op element's neat, but, you know.
Yeah, but the last two Wolfenstein games I really liked. I think I want to try this one.
Yeah, it looks good. Oh, they showed off some Rage 2 DLC, which I don't know that either one of us cared about.
Sure did.
Not your thing. They showed off, and I thought this was weird, Orion, which is a weird streaming service thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
I thought they dedicated too much time to talking about this. It's an id Software thing that basically says it's going to cut down on latency when streaming. I assume that this is a xCloud
style thing,
Stadia style benefit to. They want people to know they'll be there for the streaming game.
As a demonstration, they basically played Doom live on a mobile phone, running at 60 frames per second.
Doom 2016, so the older Doom.
It
worked, I guess.
It worked.
It was a weird thing to show on stage, I thought. And then they showed off Doom Eternal with a release date of November 22nd. And it's releasing on PS4, PC, Xbox One, Switch, and Stadia. Now, I will say, I'm not a Doom guy. It looks good.
Yeah. I'm not a Doom guy either, but I got to tell you the same thing. It looked good.
The Collector's Edition comes with a badass helmet. Also, I listened to some hands-on's impressions, and apparently that game is like unapologetically fun, like almost like it's so comfortable in its own skin that it doesn't almost even feel like a game when you're playing it. It's so fast-paced and so fluid, it becomes like muscle memory.
Yeah,
it's over the top, it's silly, it's ridiculous, and I think they understand where that game lives, and I think they have built a nice home there.
I agree with everything you said 100%.
So that was Bethesda.
Probably not one I'm interested in, but I can definitely see the appeal.
I'm not going to get anything that was there, probably, on their showcase at all, but I see why people do. I'm interested in Ghostwire Tokyo, but I need to know more. Now the Gears, look at the Gears 5 Special Edition comes with a drone.
I know. Or a real controllable drone.
That box is probably made of cardboard. They make it look like it's an ammo box, but it's probably made of cardboard.
And I'll tell you what, Cyberpunk 2077 fucked up making the statue your character rather than Keanu.
A Keanu statue would have sold better.
Without a doubt.
For sure would have sold better. Then it was time for Ubisoft. Let's look at this Ubisoft here. Where is the update for Ubi? I don't have a proper update for Ubi. I don't know what happened to this here. This link I have is jacked up. They showed off some more Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like what we saw before. They opened the show with Watch Dogs Legion, which for a lot of people seems to be a highlight of the E3 for a lot of people.
A lot of people are super excited for this. I haven't played Watch Dogs 2, so I don't know. Watch Dogs 1, I was one of the few that liked. I know you didn't like it. A few other people who played it didn't like it, but I did. I mean, I played through it. I liked it. But I went into it with different expectations than everybody. The idea behind Legion is really, really cool. The problem is we've seen the same idea for a Watch Dogs game on the original Watch Dogs. That was not what it was. So I got to keep an eye on this to see if it's going to be, when it releases, it'll be interesting to see if it's really what it says it is.
Right.
Because essentially you can play as basically any character you run across in the game.
They say that, but it's got to be like 25 or 30 different, maybe main sets, and there may be subsets off of that. I mean, they say everybody has their own moves and their own voice acting. And it seems crazy.
Yeah.
I think permadeath is a cool thing. So I like the idea of this. It sounds too ambitious and not true. So yes, I'm interested to see what that actually means.
I agree. That's where I sit on it as well.
I'm probably not going to play it, but
I do enjoy the idea of the Watch Dogs games. So
that collector's edition's got that weird, creepy, neon looking skull too.
That is pretty neat though.
Mm-hmm. They also showed off Uplay Plus, which is their subscription service right now coming exclusively to PC. It will launch on Stadia in 2020. It'll share over 100 Ubisoft games, and it'll be $15 a month. So
get ready for this, folks.
A little different than what I was expecting, but it's the thing they're doing. They showed off Roller Champions, which is their like roller derby, Rocket League-y fill-in competitive multiplayer game.
Yep.
Thought it looked okay.
Yeah, it's definitely one I do want to try. It does look interesting.
Mm-hmm. They showed off Gods and Monsters, releasing February 25th.
Didn't do much for me.
Not getting you jazzed up at all?
Nope.
And then they kind of showed off more of the Division 2's plan going forward.
Yep, they actually gave a little bit of information about Rainbow Six, Division 2, and For Honor. Some of the things they've got going on. Division 2 going back to New York, that I'm excited about.
That's number 3 of the 3.
Yeah.
So the first one is the first one is the zoo, is that correct?
Is the zoo.
The second one's the Pentagon.
The Pentagon, and then back to New York.
And I think they're staggered. I think the Pentagon is later this year. I think New York is next year.
Yeah, but I think the Pentagon also is going to have a different raid, or possibly the zoo. One of them is going to have a different raid. A new raid.
The zoo sounds pretty sweet to me as somebody that doesn't play the Division.
Yeah, it's all good news. Love hearing about the Division. Also, apparently Netflix is going to produce the Division movie with Jake Gyllenhaal and...
Yeah, I don't know where I land on this, but thing.
Yeah, you don't give a shit. Mm-mm. But if you are curious about it, you can actually go on to Amazon Prime. This is for all the listeners, not for Ryan, because he probably won't give a shit. Jessica Chastain, that was the other actress in The Division 2. You can type in The Division in the search bar on your Amazon Video. And there is a free, 30-minute movie just to give you an idea of what a Division movie might look like. And it's really not bad.
Are you jazzed up for it?
I'm jazzed up isn't the right word. I'll see it, and I will see it in theaters because I'm a fan of The Division. But I can't say that I am incredible. If it's in theaters, it's on Netflix. It's probably not going to be in theaters. The fuck, man. yeah, I'll definitely watch it. I'm not excited for it, no.
I know your love for that game. I just didn't know if it would spill over into this.
I don't know. I will watch it because I'm curious. I am curious about it because I do love that world and I love the ideas that are in it. And the thing is, the difference with The Division being a movie than, say, some of the other video games out there, is the story and the way it's presented. It could believably be a movie. I mean, your character is just a random agent.
Right.
So you know, adapting that to a movie, The Division, as opposed to, say, Super Mario Brothers or Sonic, it's different. There's more you can do with it. You can actually maybe make an actually conceivable movie out of the entire premise of the game. You don't need to add in weird, stupid things, which you see a lot of times. So, we'll see.
Anything else for Ubisoft?
No, interestingly enough, though, I thought it was very telling that Skull and Bones was not even mentioned.
Yeah, that game is apparently not ready.
Not even close.
You know, they already said it was delayed into next year, but that game is apparently not even where it needs to be shown off.
Yeah.
Which I think is okay. I think we show games too early, and that's what leads to these things. If we waited a little longer to show things, we wouldn't have to worry about this kind of thing happening, but there's such a appetite for video game news that I think these people feel obligated.
Well, it's not just video game news. It's all news, really. That's how everything is in the age of the internet.
Yeah, I agree. Let's jump over to Square Enix. They showed off Marvel Avengers, which has everybody feeling some sort of way.
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
So it's being developed by Square Enix, Crystal Dynamics, Montreal. It looked fine to me. It's a four-player like co-op,
kind of, but not really.
Like it had a real like Anthem style vibe to it.
Parts of it, yeah.
I thought the thing that everyone is outraged about isn't the gameplay or what it is. The thing everyone is outraged about is that they don't look like they're famous the actors who portray them.
And I don't care about that.
I don't think they needed to. That's expensive. It costs way more than it's probably worth to do that.
And it's unnecessary because basically what this isn't taking place in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
This is its own.
So we saw Thor, Iron Man, the Hulk, Captain America, Black Widow were kind of who they showed off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looked okay. I think that game is obviously quite a ways away from being ready.
Yeah. I don't think this game looks good, really, at all.
Yeah.
I don't think they have enough of this game to give you an idea of whether they shouldn't have brought Avengers because there is not enough ready. You have no idea what context you're looking at any of these things in. And what you do see doesn't look good.
I don't know if we're all running separate missions at the same time or we're all meeting up at the same place or we're all running a mission together. Like, I don't know what that game is.
Right. And I mean, because there's one point where you're playing as Thor and then all of a sudden you switch over, like fluidly, you switch over to being Iron Man. Are you telling me that I have to figure out 5 different control schemes to play this game? What's happening?
I'm assuming that that's some sort of like, I'm assuming that's some sort of like intro mission deal. But yeah, I wasn't excited about that. And there's some obvious issues too. That game is not polished yet, which is fine. But yeah, that didn't do anything for me. No. They showed off Final Fantasy VII Remake. I will say this has got people pretty excited.
It does. They also gave a release date on it.
Yeah, part one. We don't know how many parts there's going to be, but they did give a release date for part one, which is March 3rd, 2020.
Yep.
Let's see what else. They showed off some Final Fantasy XIV Online stuff. They showed off Dragon Quest Builders 2, which you know I'm excited about.
Yes, you are.
Can't wait. They showed off the Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Remastered Edition. Some Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind DLC. Yeah, that's how I felt about it too. They showed off the last Remnant remastered, which is, I think, super unnecessary.
Yeah, I didn't realize that game was popular enough when it wasn't remastered to have a remaster, but
they showed off Outriders.
Outriders does seem kind of cool, but
and then they showed off Romancing Saga 3 and Saga Scarlet Grace Ambitions.
Hmm.
So that was a thing.
All in for that.
Are you?
Sarcasm.
You're all in. Can't get enough. And then that's pretty much it for Square Enix. I don't think I have anything else for them.
No. There's not much else left, no.
And then that brings us to the final presentation, which was Nintendo. They did their annual E3 Nintendo Direct.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a pretty strong showing, but I thought it was very Nintendo. They focused on Luigi's Mansion 3, which has Gooigi in it.
Yes.
Which is weird. They spent some time on Pokemon Sun and Shield, or Sword and Shield. Animal Crossing was announced. It got a name. But it's not coming out till next year.
Yeah.
Freaking next year.
Next year?
Animal Crossing is just always the same game. Just put it out. but it's going to be March 20th of 2020, which I don't like. It's called New Horizons, which I also don't like.
You don't like the new part?
I don't know. The last one was called New Leaf. so whatever. Or 3DS one, I should say. We got a look at two Zelda titles.
Yes.
A new Legend of Zelda game, which appears to be the direct sequel to the Breath of the Wild.
And so Cadence of Hyrule, is that the other one?
That's the tie-in with Undertale.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, they showed off the remastered, what was it, Link's Awakening?
Link's Awakening.
I think it was. I also don't have a complete list for this one, too. I'm not sure what happened there.
No, fucking shit up, bro.
I had, like, a comprehensive list of everything pulled up, and it's, like, two of these links reloaded.
That's something different?
Yeah. One of them was a story about Tony Stark, and I was like, "What is this? That's not even... I could see if that happened with Squares, but that happened, you know, what a weird thing. Let me see if I can find this Nintendo one real quick, because I feel like there's a couple things I'm forgetting. My brain is overloaded.
Let me see if I can find anything here.
All right, here's a comprehensive, like a way too comprehensive list. I'll scan it real quick.
Okay.
These people love Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they showed off The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Complete edition from CD Projekt Red running on the Switch. They showed off the Dark Crystal Age of Resistance Tactics, which is the Netflix tie-in.
Yep.
They showed off.
I'm excited for the tie-in. I'm not excited for the game.
Yeah, they showed off Contra Rogue from Konami, as well as Trials of Mana from Square Enix. Super Smash Brothers getting a new character, Banjo-Kazooie.
Mm.
The Kazooie's showing up in there. They also showed off the hero from Dragon Quest series to be available this summer, Banjo-Kazooie this fall. They showed off, obviously, the Breath of the Wild sequel.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Nintendo.
That's Nintendo.
It's all Nintendo-y.
Nothing super exciting, once again.
Mm-mm. No, that Animal Crossing was exciting and then a letdown. I was like, hell yeah, Animal Crossing playing in 2 months.
Nope.
Nope, sometime next year, assholes. So that sucks.
All right. So do you have your list of predictions in front of you?
No, I don't.
You don't? No. Mm-hmm. I do. I was going to... We could go through those, just see what ones we got right real quick.
Let me see if I can get it together.
If you can... See if you can get your shit together.
Yeah, let me see. Let me take a look at it.
We don't necessarily have to do points, but I'm just curious to see what we got right and wrong. Particularly of the things we agreed upon.
Okay, I'm ready.
You're ready?
Yep.
All right.
So let's start with Microsoft.
Okay. Do we want to go through all of our predictions or just the ones we got right?
Yeah, we can do the ones we got right.
Okay.
Halo Infinite gameplay, and it's for next gen.
Halo Infinite gameplay reveal, next box day and date release.
I would say we would do half a point for that.
Each of
they
us?
Didn't show gameplay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's see, got that wrong, got that wrong. xCloud and the new system both showing off.
Yep.
I would do half a point for that as well because they didn't really show off Scarlet, but they did show off xCloud.
Yep. I got next box specs name coming holiday 2020.
You think that's the name though?
I don't get a full point.
Half a point.
Obviously.
UbiPass would be unveiled. It's called Uplay Plus, but
oh, I forgot Gears 5 fall of 2019.
Yeah, there you go.
I had that one.
That's a point. So that puts you at 2 points. I'm at 1 point. UbiPass was announced. It's called Uplay Plus, but I'll do a point for that.
Let's see. As far as Ubisoft goes, Rainbow Six Division 2 For Honor update info.
Roller Champions, Ubisoft's Rocket League-esque style game, would be shown on stage.
Mm-hmm.
A point for that. It'd be 3 points for me.
Oh, I forgot. I also had Microsoft acquires more studios.
Yeah, there you go. Square Enix, the star of the show, would be Marvel Avengers. Was not the star of the show for the right reasons. So probably
they tried
not.
I would still give you that full point because that was the intent of that.
It was. What happened was people didn't like Black Widow's hair or the game not looking like. They wanted Robert Downey Jr., you know?
Yeah. I had Final Fantasy Remake Episode 1 gets release date.
I had Tango was going to show new game that wasn't
Evil Within 3, but was a horror game. I'd give you half a point.
Yeah, I'll take half on that.
Let's see, what else do I got here that I got right? Cyberpunk 2077 release date.
Mm-hmm, got that. 10 plus minutes of Fallout 76. I don't think I hit that mark, but Fallout 76
I don't think you did either. I was half right. Fallout 76 goes free to play. I get like a quarter point for that.
Yeah, we'll do a point. point four.
Yeah.
Not full half. And then Animal Crossing would be shown off, and I think I went on to say it would release this year or some nonsense, but it was shown off.
I got Smash Brothers DLC with Microsoft characters.
So you're half right. We got DLC for that, just not Microsoft characters.
Banjo's owned by Rare, which is owned by Microsoft.
Yeah. We need a full point. I mean, the points don't even matter. You can have all the points. 100 points to you. My bonus prediction was that Sony would stay totally quiet. They did.
Yeah, my bonus was Resident Evil 3 remake. Nope.
Nope. That's real E3 episode.
Yep, and that is... Here's the thing. You know it's not a good E3 when Ryan and I are just about spot on. Not just in our predictions, but what we got right.
It's, this recap show was more fun than E3.
Yes, it was. Agreed.
So initially, I thought I got all my predictions wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was like, I don't think any of this is going to happen. And then slowly, one by one, some stuff started trickling out. Some half points, some quarter points. Mm-hmm. Ended up not being as bad as I thought.
I'll tell you, the biggest surprise of my predictions that didn't happen was next Splinter Cell announced.
Yeah.
I realize I predict that every year because that's what I want.
They showed off that shitty looking cell phone thing.
Oh, yeah, the Heroes, Ubisoft Heroes or whatever. Yeah.
Have another half a point for that.
Yeah, it's not even half.
it,
But I was really, really surprised. I thought for sure that with the teases, we were going to see Splinter Cell.
Let me look at my list and see the one I'm most shocked that I was wrong about. A Fable game not being shown off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was absolutely positive that was happening.
Yep.
I also felt very strongly that Gears Pop was going to be available now, and they did talk about its release, but it was definitely not now.
It's definitely not now. You're right.
So, yeah. E3.
No Assassin's Creed Ragnarok, or the next Assassin's Creed. A little surprising, but not as much as Splinter Cell. Splinter Cell really surprised me. I thought for sure we were seeing that.
I even think if you rewind to last week's, I think I even said that was a safe pick.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was pretty sure that was happening, too.
Yep.
You know, you never know. Maybe the surprise is the lack of surprise.
Yeah. Could be.
But that was E3. That was that all happened.
Glad you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah. We've covered it this way for a while now. Uh-huh. If you don't like the way that we cover it, let us know if you have different ideas. I kind of like the way we do it because it's laid back.
And chill. And
we don't want to talk about everything, so we don't.
No. We mention everything.
Yeah.
But we talk about what we want to. That's the beauty of having your own show.
And I also want to say before we close out, I shit on Avengers, but if that game ends up being neat and a good multiplayer experience, I'll buy it.
Yeah, but I agree with that. But from what we saw, that should not have been shown.
Yeah, I'm not super jazzed up about it after seeing that. But if that ends up being a 4-player co-op game we can all play together, I'm kind of into it.
That, and we can all pick a character?
Yeah, if I can get good at someone and you can get good at someone.
Yeah.
Kind of into it.
And the important thing about that is that it needs to be particularly different play styles for each character.
Right. But if that ends up being like The Division or Anthem or something like that, where it's this live world that you can jump in with your buddies, that game could be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't even need a live world.
Well, I think they're doing that.
Maybe. They didn't say they were.
Yeah, well, they also showed off Black Widow's fucked up hair.
Well, what about
didn't move right.
Captain America's blocky body?
I mean, he's been working out.
He's made out of freaking Legos.
He's on that muscle
milk.
Except
for his head.
And he doesn't look like Chris Evans. That's a problem. That's a problem because he's Chris it's Evans.
It's not, though.
Where's RDJ?
Yeah. That's not a concern with me.
I will say, out of all the Marvel characters, Iron Man, Robert Downey is the most like he is Iron Man. Like a lot of these other Marvel characters, I'm like, you could switch it out.
Captain America would be tough.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the second hardest.
Yeah, yeah.
But Iron Man is one person.
It's RDJ. That's why they killed him.
Yeah, because it's better than having, you know.
Yeah. Ben Affleck, by the way, spoilers on a movie that's been out already. So
if you were able to avoid that, you're doing pretty well. Sorry.
Yeah.
Damn, fucked it up for you, but yeah. Everywhere the next day.
I don't feel bad about it.
Wow.
Just so you know,
heartless. That's gonna do it for us in our E3 recap. Gerald, put your favorite thing from E3. Just
in the bar.
Yeah, I want to give a proper shout out to the thing you love the most from E3 2019.
Probably Minecraft Dungeons.
I'm interested to see. I don't know.
Neither does he, apparently.
Flight Sim. Just trying to.
It's not. I don't know.
There you go. IDK.
I don't know my name.
I don't know. What is that weird thing I don't know pulled up? It's some sort of music video?
I don't know. By Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
So, he's not. So what I'm getting from that is that he was generally just as unexcited as we were.
Do you have a favorite presentation? Is there one that you liked better than the others? Even if you don't care about a game? Bethesda.
He liked Bethesda.
Yeah. weird year for
E3. Howard fan, I think.
I like Todd Howard a lot also.
I do like Todd Howard.
I like Todd Howard a lot. I love Phil Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
I've really come around on Sean Layden.
he's gotten better. Yeah.
Yeah. I've come around on Sean Layden.
He's gotten better at doing that talking and being that face. He used to be super awkward.
And then Respawn Vince, Limpella, what's his name? Is that right?
Vince Zampanella.
Yeah, Zampanella. I like him a lot also. Stage presence. So. They could all be shitty people. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Phil Spencer is my favorite. But Todd Howard, close second.
Close second. Yeah, I basically stand shoulder to shoulder with you on that.
Yeah. I think Todd Howard is real. I think he speaks to you the way you want to be spoken to. Yep. But Phil Spencer, the dude just gets it.
Yeah, and he always seems excited.
He just gets it. He's smart. I've listened to a lot of like interviews and stuff from E3. And every single person gets on there says, like, Phil is just constantly talking about how your game has to be accessible to more people. Like, more people need to be able to play your game, like, in more ways. Like, that needs to be your focus, is on getting your game out there in more ways, in more way, you know, with the accessibility controller or different controllers or just more platforms and cross-play. Like, it's about touching more people with your game. And I think that's so smart.
Yeah, and it's spot on, especially... with the road the Xbox or the Microsoft console has gone down since 360. It wasn't a concern because they won. They were winning the whole time. But when they basically tripped and fell on their face after the original Xbox One X reveal, kind of went from there.
And, you know, Minecraft Dungeons is coming out on PS4. They've continued to support Minecraft on PS4.
Right.
You know, it really feels like they want their games everywhere. And the little PSA to Sony, stop being a fucking dick and let the accessibility controller work on the PS4. Or make your own. But you need to do something about that.
Yeah, get it done, Sony. What the fuck? What being an asshole?
One of the coolest things from all of last year.
Still love your system, though. Yeah, what, the accessibility controller?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the coolest things, yeah. That needs to happen. That's, yeah. That's like not about Xbox.
No, that's about... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think that message is spot on that more people need to be able to play games. So, that's it.
That's
any closing thoughts?
No, none. No.
any closing thoughts, Gerald?
We saw E3. It's over. Ooh,
something just fell. I record, for those that don't know, I record the show in a tight, enclosed area.
Uh-huh.
And something just fell and touched my foot, and I almost flipped over the desk.
Oh.
Not because it hurt, but because I was unaware that there was going to be contact to my foot.
Gotcha. Gerald's popping out with a big no, nothing to add.
Look at that bear, man. Bears are terrifying.
You ever see one without skin?
Well, no.
Or without fur, I should say.
No. I've never seen one without skin or fur. But bears are terrifying.
I don't know, sometimes they just look like big doofuses. Did you ever see that one that was like doing something with a dumpster on a fence and hit himself in the nuts?
No, but they look like big doofuses until they kill you.
Well, yeah, I get it. I understand that.
But they're so big and fast and strong. They're big dum-dums, but they're so strong. Is this a video? Are you finding the dumpster nut yet?
It's pretty funny. Oh, that's a hit. See, those are bears without hair.
Oh, go full screen with that. Those don't look like I thought they would look like.
Right.
Is that a skin disease? What's causing that?
I don't know. I'm not a bear expert.
Or skin went to school disease for bears. Expert. They look like a giant cat.
Yeah. Almost like a... Yeah.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, that's even worse. That's why I said, when you said they were terrifying, I said, holy shit, see one without hair. Well, first I said skin. That would be terrifying, too.
Those are terrifying. The face doesn't look like you think it looks.
No, not at all.
They almost got like a hippopotamus looking back end.
Yeah, or like an elephant, or almost like a kangaroo walking on all fours.
I don't like that at all. See if you can find that bear taking that nut shot. On the dumpster. That'd be a good way for me to close. That'd be some joy after seeing that bear without hair making
that
me sad.
Nightmare fuel.
Yeah. I don't like that at all.
Let's see. It's a, oh, that, no, there it is. It was like the...
That's the video. Right,
yeah. Yeah, that's the video. Or is that just a picture?
There
you go. Oh, no. Yeah, here he goes.
Was he nunchucking? Look out. Look, he's taking it just like a human, too. What's he doing? Yeah, he whips it around and it catches him right in the junk. Yeah. And then he tries to walk it off. Then his legs get weird. Then he just falls over and then he goes like fetal position.
It's perfect, right?
Just like a human. That's going to do it for us, episode 335. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for spending your whatever day, afternoon or morning with us.
Evening.
Thanks for spending some time with us. Remember, if you want to follow us on social medias, I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan, and producer Gerald is at Hoffman Show. All of us are at Game_Stitch. No shout outs this week. Thomas did send me a text because I was stupid busy at work. It took me forever to respond. But he sent me a very cool game idea. Probably won't share it on the show.
No, hold it off.
Yeah, but I thought it was very cool and very different. So that was neat. We'll get at Zach here real soon. We're making some changes and get him squared away. And just thanks everybody for listening and thanks for being a part of the community.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.